All right. Tonight, God willing, we're going on in these wonderful, unsearchable riches of grace to us. More of the masterpiece of grace in Ephesians. And we thank the Lord as we entered into this. We saw it's because we have been blessed. We have been blessed. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And oh, how thankful we are that this is God and this is His Word. This is His truth. This is His grace. And this is our reality. Thank you, Jesus. Now, reading from verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according or just as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Now we're going to stop there, and we'll hit it tonight. Praise God, we are chosen in Him. We've been predestinated in Him, and now here we go. Here we go in verse 6. He hath made us. Another thing that's done. Done, done, done. He finished it. He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. And I thank God for that, don't you? I thank the Lord that's done. I'm thankful to God. I have peace with Him because of His Son. Now, brothers and sisters, this is all because we are to be. We are to be the recipient of the praise of glory. Oh, yes, we are the recipient of it. I want you to go back now to Romans 8:18, and let's read about us once again. To be the recipient of the praise of the glory. This is marvelous. The Word of God tells us that Christ in you, the hope of glory. God help us to truly, truly embrace that and truly come into enlightened eyes of understanding of the immensity of what we are in Him. And in verse 18, it says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of all of creation waits for the manifestation of the mature sons of God. There it is. And this is what this masterpiece of grace is all about. This is what, by the grace of God, we thank Him for tonight, believing God and His grace and His mercy. Again, He is the potter. We are His workmanship. He is the one that we are created in. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now, brothers and sisters, it says here that the glory that shall be revealed in us, and that glory is the hope of all creation. It's awaiting. Everything's waiting. It don't realize it's waiting, but it's waiting. It doesn't realize it's groaning, but it's groaning. He will make known to all, as He said, that I have loved you. What does that mean to you? Everything? Everything? Does it mean everything to you? That very God of very God will make known to all that He has loved you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, everything was made, praise God, to praise that glory, to praise His glory that shall be revealed in us. Always remember that. All glory is Him. All glory, praise God, is Him. But we thank the Lord that that glory, praise God, because of grace, is causing all of His glory to be revealed in us. That's why I want to take all that grace, because His grace is all His glory. And if I take all that grace, praise be to God, I'm growing and changing from glory to glory into what? His image. Yes. Praise the Lord. And to be like Him. Fully like Him. To be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Oh, and I'll tell you what, He is the fullness of God. But to be filled with all of that, unto the very measure and stature and fullness, unto that perfect man, like Him. Praise God. And it's all because of the purpose of His grace. You understand that? That's all because of the purpose of His grace. I was made for that. I was built for that. Chosen for it, predestinated it for it, for the purpose of His grace. Happy's the man that trusts in the Lord. Happy's the man. So, remember this, it was the purpose of His grace from beginning. To start this whole thing off. Before anything happened, it was always about us in Christ, the purpose of His grace. Once again, everything flowed from that. Everything that ever happened, everything that will happen, is all for that. That's the immensity of the love that Christ has for you. And it is. It is too much, but isn't that really what God's supposed to be? As He continues to reveal Himself, you know how people say, well, you know, that might have a thought of God, oh, He's so vast and so immense and so all of it. Yeah, He's so immense, but the immenseness of God is how immensely He's in love with us. That's the beauty of God. That's the thing that blows me away about God, is His absolute desire, His ravished soul is about me. It's about you. And I thank the Lord. So what we have, praise God, is incredible of what we have been made in Him. So He has made us, and we thank God. Once again, another, it's done. And He's made us accepted in the Beloved. Now that means that He's made us, endued us with honor. He has endued us with special favor. Now let's go back and hear that again. It means that He has endued us with honor. He has endued us with special favor. And we are lavished with love. Praise God. Lavished. He just keeps pouring it on and pouring it on and pouring it. Don't you find Him that way? All because of grace. And all because of all grace. Oh yes, praise be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, we are the Shulamite. We really are. You know that. That wasn't written about somebody else. That was written about you. That was written about me. He was writing about us in Christ in the beginning. And we're lavished with love as we receive the full grace, this love-lavishing message of grace. And I thank the Lord that we are embraced by God the Father with the same love, as He does with His Son, equally with Him. Let's go back and read from John 17. John 17, verse 20. How beautiful. How beautiful. John 17, 20. Jesus says, neither pray I for these alone, meaning His disciples, all right, the ones that He's speaking to there, but for them also which shall believe on Me through their word. Here I am. Here you are. We're those ones that will believe on Him through their word. Amen. Praise be to God. This is us. All the hair on your body should be standing up. Here's Jesus talking about you again, thinking of you. Can't get you off of His mind. And what does He say here? That they all may be one. Oh, is the word doing a mighty work in that. Amen. as thou, Father, that they might all be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. So do you see the oneness that he wants us to have with one another in Christ? See how we started out tonight, knit together in love. Praise be to God. That's exactly what he's after. Praise his name. And he's doing a mighty work by the power of the Holy Ghost. So it says that the Father art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. All right? And the glory, listen to this, which thou gavest me, I have, what? Given them. Well, we sure did get glory, didn't we? Hallelujah. That they may be one, even as we are one. Do you see why we need to change from glory to glory into his very image? He wants this oneness. That's why this oneness, praise be to God, we're becoming so much more aware of it. And it's getting tighter. We're getting more compacted and fit, praise be to God, together. And it's marvelous, this knitting and weaving of love. And it's the reason is that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Oh, he's really after this oneness, isn't he? Praise the Lord. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them. Praise be to God. Oh, isn't that marvelous? As thou hast loved me. So let's read that one more time. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. There's no difference. There's no difference. This is what? Our precious Savior. Oh my. Blessed us with. And hath blessed us with. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, we need to really listen to these words. Amen? They're not words just to feel good. This is God's truth. This is God's word. We say often, I want to stand on God's word. Well, stand on God's word. Believe God's word. Don't waver. We don't need to waver. We don't need to be rocked to and fro. We don't need to go around being doubtful of the assurances of God. The love, praise the Lord, is equal. It's the same, to the same degree of affection and acceptance and desire, all because of Jesus. All because of the love of Jesus, and all because of the love plan of God that put the life of his Son in us. And that's the truth. Now, let's get this. We read here as we started out, there in verse 6, it says, he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Got two words there, made and accepted. Do you know they're the same word in the Greek? He's saying the same thing twice. You're highly favored and you're highly favored. It's exactly how that translates. You're highly favored and you're highly favored. Praise be to God. So highly favored, praise be to God. And isn't that amazing? We didn't become highly favored. What? We were made highly favored. Do you see how you didn't earn a thing? Do you see how in Christ it's done? Do you see how much we should just be praising him always and only for his grace? And this marvelous mercy upon whom he has mercy? That's you. That's me. I thank God for this. This is so far beyond, and it's not even worthy to be compared, of you hitting the largest lotto there's ever been. Ever. It's even stupid for me to even utter it, but somehow, some way, it's got to be through the foolishness of preaching that somehow these things get through. But it's the truth. This is absolutely the truth. We were made that. We were made a double portion of His highly favor. I believe that. I'm here preaching this. That's the evidence of it. We're here by the grace of God rejoicing. This is our fellowship. This is what we have. And praise the Lord. I rest in Him and what He's made. You know, I don't wrestle with Him all day long. Well, I don't know about that sun. Is it going to stay up there? What's it going to do, huh? You say, well, He made that, you know. Well, how about not wrestling with about you? And what He made you in Him. In Him. In Him. Are you not wonderfully and fearfully made? See, Jesus and you just fit. You fit. He needed you. As He told us, He said, I forgave your iniquities for my sake. And He gave it all up to have you. And it wasn't even worthy to be compared to Him what He gave up to have you. Because this is what the Father and His plan. Did you see the treasure? And I'm inspired of the Holy Ghost to see what His grace is doing. And how pleased is our God. And how joyful He is. In this world of such misery, the throne of God has never been more excited and elated. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Isn't that wonderful to see it right in the Word of God? Thank you, Lord. So He's made us a double portion of His highly favor. And He favors us continually because He pursues us with all grace. He never lets down in that, does He? If we'll go in and go after the Word, it's nothing but grace. It's always that. And it's the more grace. And it's grace for grace, isn't it? Amen? It's what He continues to tell you. And God help you to help me if I'm ever going to try to figure out something else. It couldn't be that easy. The simplicity that's in Christ, I don't want to mess that one up. And I can't, but I sure can be messed up if I don't just believe it. Because it is. It is just incredibly, amazingly simple. It's all ours. That's how simple this grace is. And so that's highly favored. And once again, all of that, brothers and sisters, was done, accomplished before anything was made. Doesn't that just give you, you have it, but doesn't that allow you to enter in truly the peace that passes all understanding? All done. Okay, now we'll have time. We'll make time now. Before time exists, He made time for, you know. So I'm going to roll this out. Okay. Now I got this cherub, this devil. Here we go. And he's going to exalt himself above me, and I'm going to cast him out. All that after. Now we're walking today through what? The before ordained good works that we should walk therein. All that beginning, all that in Christ, all that part of grace's purpose, the purpose of grace, all of that done, and then everything proceeded from there. I think how many times in growing up in the Lord I got in somehow conversations, I thought, with the enemy and going to talk to him about this and that. That just dumb. I just needed to be in the scripture and just continue to let the word of God testify to me. Understand, you dumb devil, you were made after all of this. After all this was done. After all, I was made in Christ, all of this. Then that was me. Just look at the sequence of what he's put out there, huh? I think, I'll tell you what, we're going to enter into a rocking chair of grace someday. I really believe it. Now, before anything was made, brothers and sisters, we are the double portion of grace, highly favored in the beloved. And that's in the agape love. That wasn't Ophelio stuff. He was going right after the intimacy of intimacy right from beginning. Now, this truth in its fullness brings us into the understanding, kind of what we've just been talking about. We understand that all things are ours. All things are ours. Amen. I thank God he made everything for us. I'm into that agreement with him, and I'm in agreement with the bridal covenant that he has given us. He has given us. He has given us everything of his. He has given that to us. Everything. There isn't anything he's holding back to jointly share, to jointly reign, to be jointly glorified together. We are separated from nothing of his. Nothing. We participate in everything with him. We are not just included, but we share in the fullest degree in everything that he will ever do, perform, experience, order, on and on and on and on. Praise be to God. And I thank the Lord for it. I'm not going to be an observer. Praise be to God. It's going to be together with Christ. Now, this gets really sweet here. There's only one other time in the Bible you find this word or that's used for made and accepted. One other time. One other time. That word is charitoo. C-H-A-R-I-T-O-O. Made and accepted. It means endued with honor, endued and highly favored. The only other time you find this word in the Word of God, you have to go back to Luke chapter 1. So turn on back there. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. Here's the only other time you find it. And it says there in Luke 1, verse 28, this is the angel speaking to Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art, and here it is, highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Let that just kind of settle in there. One other time, it's a pretty significant time, isn't it? Praise the Lord. I believe that was great, great grace. So, brothers and sisters, I think of this, the degree of favor that we have been selected for, the degree of fruitfulness that we have been selected for. Mary was selected for fruitfulness. Yes, she was. And it was beautiful. It wasn't anything to do with her. It was just highly favored. It was grace. It was great, great grace. And matter of fact, as we see here, it's endued with it, honor, endued with favor. So we thank the Lord. This was the fruitfulness as Mary to bring forth Jesus. But brothers and sisters, like I said, it was only one other time in the Bible, but here it's twice. So I believe I can honestly say I got a double portion of this. Amen? Amen. And someday soon, you think about what we're made to receive. The exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us. The vessels only for the master's use. What we were made for. Praise be to God. Now, highly favored times two. And we'll get back to that thought a little bit about with Mary here in a minute. But highly favored, highly favored. Now, as we go back and we look at that in verse 6, it's beautiful, but it's highly favored and highly favored in the beloved. I mean, it's specifically this grace to put us into. This is specific for this endured with honor and special favor was to bring us into the beloved. Now, that beloved means the agape love. So there's this love, praise God, that this grace wanted us to share in, to enter in, to have this fellowship with. And we go back and we say, well, who is love? We know it's God. Who is the agape love? It's God. So this is the acceptance or highly favored in a double portion into God's agape heart, which is full of love. Praise the Lord. Now, it's more, isn't it? See, that's what this is. The Lord is always encouraging us, honeys, the half has not been told. And truly, as we continue to enter in, the depth is endless. The depths of his love, the exceeding love, what we're entering into more and more all the time is this absolute proof and evidence of the love of the bridegroom to us. Praise the Lord. I can't deny this. Thanks be to God. He makes it really obvious. He's in love with us. You have to intentionally want to miss this, to miss it. To not understand how he truly desires you, and I will use the word feels about you, you have to intentionally reject. If you study the word of God, this is truly what is here. Brothers and sisters, once again, he chose us for it. This double portion of grace to enter into this fellowship in this agape love. He chose you for that. Thank you, Jesus. That's all that we can say. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank him. And so he chose us for it. And brothers and sisters, once again, he predestinated our lives. He predestinated our lives and every event of our lives to put us in, praise God, this place of fellowship in this love. Without every event, without everything about each and every one of us, our backgrounds, our ups, our downs, our shortcomings, our talents, whatever they may be, this is how it had to be. Everything about how God, again, made us in the womb, but then what God fully made and made so perfectly for us to enter in with these bodies and these behaviors, whether bad or good, that we have to walk through this life, to be enlightened, praise God, by the Holy Ghost of this amazing grace. How perfectly, beautifully the Lord has made us. He's put us, praise God, in this oven of his highly favored love to bask in for one purpose, till we are ready and to be made ready. And then, praise God, the very next thing we'll find that this provision that he's done, he gives us knowledge of it. See, he didn't just make us that. This is the beautiful part of what we will grow on to if the Lord tarry, is he gives us knowledge of it, understanding of it, wisdom in it. We become wise into this salvation. We understand the salvation with eternal glory. We know him. We don't just, brothers and sisters, see things from afar off. We enter in. See, when you know someone, and especially in the biblical know, and the way that it brings it out, whether it's the Old Testament Hebrew or the New Testament Greek, it speaks in its depth of a knowledge of intimacy, a knowledge between only a husband and a wife. I believe the Holy Ghost has us on the right track. Would you not say that? Yeah. I believe that's exactly what he's doing, because that's his purpose. And isn't it just so beautiful as we take the grace to trust him to go after more grace? This is the evidence of that fruit that comes forth. It's nothing else, is it? It's exactly that. It cannot produce anything but the bride for the Lamb of God. Amen. The lily don't toil, does she? Praise the Lord. Now, we're still not done yet tonight. A little bit of a wrap up here. This lavishing of favor of more grace to us. As it says here in verse 7, it says, in what he'd done, he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption. Because of that, in whom we have redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, once again, according to the riches of his grace. This is always and will always be about the purpose of grace. Praise God. We're grace's purpose. This is it. And thank the Lord for that. It's nothing but him, and we are nothing but his workmanship. So it's in the beloved that is in whom we have redemption, is what it says here. Redemption, brothers and sisters, we're ransomed through his blood. And we know this, don't we? Because the blood is something that the cherubim never gaze away from. It's always the blood on the mercy seat. It's always him. It's always the Lamb of God. And that, again, gives us that understanding, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Once again, it was as if it was already done. And matter of fact, it was, because he hath made us. And the only way he hath made us in him is knowing and understanding he is the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. Time came for that. All those things came forth. We live by faith, the evidence of these things. Grace, praise God, will have its work. Grace will have, praise the Lord, its grand performance. And it's going on right now. This is grace's masterpiece. Hallelujah. All of that which had been made, all of that when had been done. Here is the evidence, praise God, of truth and love. Amen. Now, in the beloved is in whom we have forgiveness of sin. Thanks be to God. But this was not just to save us, brothers and sisters. Thanks be to God it did. But it was more. As it reads here in its depths, it means that according to or particularly so, he forgave our sin to receive the riches and wealth and fullness of grace. Oh, yes. We had to be made like him. Amen. His life had to be the life that we would live. Praise the Lord. And to receive the riches and wealth and the fullness of grace, praise be to God, is to receive what he's told us. We have all grace. That's what we have. So, he redeemed us. And as the word of God, turn on over to Romans chapter 7. The word of God tells us that he redeemed us from another, didn't he? He bought the slave woman who was married to another. But here's what happened to her. In Romans 7, praise God, verse 4. Romans 7, verse 4. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Oh, yes. So getting back to Mary, just like Mary, she conceived, amen, or was made pregnant by the Holy Ghost, amen. And so are we. We are conceiving. And we, too, have been made pregnant by the Holy Ghost to bring forth the riches and wealth and the glory of the fullness of grace. And I praise God for this tonight. Brothers and sisters, we are made and accepted. We have been lavished in the love in the Beloved. And in that, praise His name, we will be, because of grace, the praise of His glory. I'm happy with that. How about you? Huh? Lord gave me that before I left. I've just been chomping at the bit. Praise the Lord. Lord, bring this out. By the power of your might, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and just to shed that love abroad in our hearts. That, brothers and sisters, this isn't just to get emotional about. It's not to just get a good feeling about. This is what God has done. This is His word. And God help us, let's not wrestle with God's word. Amen? My hips are already sore. I don't want anything thrown out of joint here. All right. Let's stand and be dismissed. Praise be to God.